This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you're doing some last-minute holiday shopping for the latest high-tech gadgets, ask yourself a question. How many of the products that you and your family covet have a Japanese brand on them? That tablet, that TV, is it made by Sony? What about Panasonic or Sharp? Well, it wasn't that long ago that Japanese electronics were on top of the world. So what happened? Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff went looking for answers.
If you want to see just how bad things have gotten for Japanese electronics, head to the Sony store in Midtown Manhattan. There appear to be more staff than customers. And outside, people like Christy Visa show how much things have changed.
My phone's Apple and my computer's Samsung.
Then I found Troy Allen waiting outside Sony's window.
One hand you have an iPhone, the other hand you have an iPad mini, and you're standing outside the Sony store.
Oh yeah, because my friend works for Sony.
Ouch, and it's not just Sony. This year, Panasonic expects to lose $10 billion with a B. The market value of Sony, Panasonic, and Sharp combined is a fraction of Apple's. Their debt is considered junk. Gerhard Fassel heads consulting firm Eurotechnology in Tokyo.
At least one of these companies might go bankrupt.
It's easy to find places where each company went wrong. Sony lost out to the iPod. Panasonic made too many products. Sharp's Japanese-made TVs were too expensive. But how do you explain an entire sector in an entire country in decline?
Japan is sleepwalking to oblivion.
Michael Woodford was an executive at Japanese camera maker Olympus. He says the country's electronics companies have few new ideas because their aging management doesn't promote creativity.
Because you need people to be a bit crazy, to be a bit wacky. But the nail which sticks up in Japan, they say, will get nailed down.
In a business environment that favors big companies, there are few startups to keep the Sonys and Panasonics on their toes. Richard Katz is the editor of the Oriental Economist Report.
Japan does not have that natural selection process as part of its business culture.
Katz says the Japanese government is reluctant to let companies fail.
So they constantly try to merge, you know, three sick companies into one larger company, which in fact is even sicker.
The government is currently propping up one of the country's big chip makers. Sharp may be the next firm seeking a bailout. Michael Zelenziger of Oxford Economics says Japanese culture made the companies less nimble.
The Japanese social code makes it very difficult to fire workers if they're redundant.
And Japan's companies have missed some big opportunities by focusing on the market at home. Nowhere is that more obvious than in cell phones. Ride the Tokyo subway or walk around a city, and it's like a time warp. Many from teen girls to salarymen are using flip phones. Years ago, these were state of the art.
The Japanese were far ahead of the Americans from the consumer standpoint in their ability of phones to send text messages, to download videos.
But even though Japan had those technologies before the West, Zelenziger says it didn't export them. And as phones went smart, TVs went flat, and music went digital, Samsung and Apple swept in.
They've really stolen a march on most of the innovative technology that we once thought the Japanese had a real advantage with.
It's not all doom and gloom. Canon and Nikon still lead in higher-end cameras. But increasingly, some of Japan's most storied brands are being reduced to making parts. Sony, for one, supplies the iPhone's camera. But that's not where the big money is. And back outside the Sony store in Manhattan, I did find Richard DeWeese, a passerby who'd bought a Japanese TV recently. Though, not a Sony.
It was a Panasonic HD flat screen.
Why'd you choose Panasonic?
Because Apple didn't make one.
And not to pile on here, but Sony's put its fancy New York headquarters up for sale. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.